What a mighty God we serve. What a privilege to be part of a ministry that serves others. Hi, everyone. I'm Miss Denise bringing you this week's podcast. It is a fact that we are here to serve others. It's what we do. However, in serving others, we are sometimes faced with adversity, temperamental challenges, and behaviors that might not be quite becoming to Christian behavior. So, what happens when the Peter in you surfaces? You know, Peter, Jesus's right-hand man, Peter who cut off an ear, Matthew 26, but Peter who, through faith in Jesus Christ, also walked on water, Matthew 14, or the same Peter who denied Jesus three times and got angry with his accusers. To the point I can imagine of even using profanity. And again, the Peter who affirmed Jesus three times. John 21.1, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourselves, it leads to evil. Psalms 37.8. Peter was an impulsive, quick to act disciple of Jesus Christ, whom God truly loved. Peter is also known as one of the five holy hotheads. Was it righteous anger? Maybe so, maybe not. The truth of the matter is, we are sometimes holy hotheads. When you feel the Peter in you come on the surface, try to remember the Peter that was brave and committed and was a role model for servant leadership, as are we. Point two. A soft word turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. When asked for money by the crippled man, Peter didn't get upset. He simply tells him, "Silver and gold I have not," but then commands him in the name of Jesus to stand up and walk. Acts 3, verse 1. So just for today, as we say to our residents, let us not be known as holy hotheads. And I'm speaking on myself as well. But let us be known for our superb servant leadership. Those who we serve every day deserves this. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 9. And point three, whomever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a quick temper exalts evil. Oh, and one more thing. Yes, I watch Columbo. God wants to take us places, Charlotte Rescue Mission. Let us remember to pray before we speak. Be slow to anger and be obedient to his word. I thank you for allowing me to bring you this week's podcast. We pray for all of us and our families and everyone that we serve each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.